Nolte, Netflix's Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich is a Dull, Cowardly, Clinton Whitewash. By John Nolte on May 28, 2020. The Netflix four-part documentary series, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, is not just a whitewash, it's boring. Filthy Rich is nothing more than the Wikipedia version of the Jeffrey Epstein scandal spread out over four ungodly long, interminable hours dedicated to protecting Democrats, especially Bill Clinton, as it uses innuendo to smear Donald Trump, who appears to be the only guy in Palm Beach who seriously cut ties with Epstein in disgust. For those of you who don't know, Jeffrey Epstein made a ton of money on Wall Street in the 80s and used that new money to buy his way into polite society, primarily in Manhattan and Palm Beach. In 2008, after a three-year local, Florida, and federal investigation, Epstein pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution, soliciting a minor for prostitution, and was sentenced to 18 months in prison, most of which was spent on work release. For 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, Epstein worked at home. He was released after 13 months, put on house arrest, and still allowed to travel. In July of 2019, thanks in large part to the rise of the now-discredited hashtag MeToo movement, the state of New York arrested Epstein on charges of sex trafficking. After he was denied bail and almost certainly faced a humiliating trial followed by a life sentence, the 66-year-old apparently hanged himself in his prison cell using a bedsheet. Watch below. The recent political fallout over Epstein's so-called 2008 sweetheart deal was aimed directly at the Trump administration, specifically then-Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta, who worked out the deal at the time as the U.S. Attorney for Southern District of Florida. If you've read the above four paragraphs, there's no need to waste 4 hours of your life sitting through Filthy Rich, which adds absolutely nothing new to the story. The most ironic part of the 4 hours come from the closing line. Other monsters are still out there, one of Epstein's victims warns, why they've not been named or shamed is beyond me. Why, yes, there are other monsters out there. But isn't it the job of this documentary to do just that? To dig into Epstein's address book and blackmail file? To expose his endless political, business, and social connections? To name names? To do more than hurl the safe chum of those who have already been named? Sure, we're told Harvey Weinstein, Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Chris Tucker, Trump, and Kevin Spacey associated with Epstein, but we already knew this. Those are the safest names you can name. But like I said, this is not an investigative documentary. Rather, it's a Wikipedia entry with pictures and a political agenda, more on this below. We do hear from a handful of Epstein's victims, who are almost all under 18 at the time, some as young as 14. But the filmmakers somehow managed to make their harrowing stories dull and repetitive. Over and over, we hear the same story from different people, about how they were solicited, either by a high school friend or Epstein's partner in crime Ghislaine Maxwell, who denies all wrongdoing, to give a rich guy a massage. It was an easy $200, but always turned into something sordid. Everything from Epstein pleasuring himself to a full-blown rape. While I respect and understand that we've entered an era where the victims must be heard and allowed to tell their stories, it is up to the filmmaker to accomplish this in a way that doesn't feel like a broken record. It's worth noting, though, that a handful of these women, after being lured by that $200 offer and claiming to be traumatized by what ended up happening to them, then turned around and earned $200 a pop to procure their own unsuspecting female friends to give this rich guy a massage. Some of these girls lured dozens of other innocent girls into Epstein's trap. One woman even dragged her unsuspecting little sister into Epstein's web. She claims she had no idea Epstein would do to her sister what he did to her. Frankly, that's a little hard to swallow. Naturally, the documentary still wants us to sympathize with the girls responsible for luring countless underage victims into an innocence-shattering situation. We're told that they're doing this as just part of their cycle of abuse. We're not talking about 12-year-olds here. So that's also a little hard to swallow. Bill Clinton is exonerated. Donald Trump is smeared. This is hilarious because by all accounts, Trump never traveled anywhere with Epstein and did cut ties with him. The only photos of Epstein and Trump appear to be at Trump's own Mar-a-Lago resort or some third-party event where they both attended. Nevertheless, when the story is told of how one girl was trafficked by Ghislaine, a girl who worked at Mar-a-Lago, we see a photo of Trump and Ghislain, which is meant to insinuate Trump was somehow a part of all this. On the other hand, Bill Clinton traveled with Epstein. He did so extensively, including to Lolita Island, Epstein's privately owned Caribbean island where we're told all kinds of terrible things happened. Despite this, and despite the fact Clinton is almost certainly lying with his denials about his travels with Epstein, the documentary goes out of its way to assure us Clinton did nothing wrong. One girl even says something like, "I don't know why he lies about it. He never did anything wrong." As though she would know. Where Filthy Rich truly fails, and does so deliberately as a means to protect Democrats, is in explaining the connections that allowed Epstein to get away with so much for so long. Incredibly, something that goes unmentioned is the $25,000 Epstein gave to the Bill and Hillary Foundation in 2006, the $22,000 he's donated over the years to Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, the $50,000 he donated in 2006 to then-Governor Elliot Spitzer, DNY, the $10,000 he donated to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. While Epstein did send a few token donations to a handful of Republicans, almost all of it went to Democrats, $140,000 compared to $18,000. How in the name of all that's holy does a serious documentary base its primary theme on political corruption without ever once revealing Epstein's massive political donations? Well, I'll tell you how, when that information will make a number of powerful Democrats look bad. Hilariously, one of heroes of Filthy Rich is Senator Tim Kaine. DBA, you know, because he asked Alex Acosta some tough questions. But what the documentary does not want us to know is that Kaine was just fine running as Hillary Clinton's 2016 vice presidential pick, a woman who took $25,000 from Epstein, whose husband was seen at Lolita Island and is obviously lying about it. So eager to whitewash for the Clintons, the documentary ignores the painting of Bill Clinton that was discovered in Epstein's Manhattan townhouse. So eager to whitewash for the left, the documentary ignores Epstein's deep ties to Harvard University. Gee, Netflix, you think the $10 million he gave Harvard might have greased some wheels? Did you know Harvard gave him his own office? Alan Dershowitz appears in Filthy Rich and is unapologetic about his role in defending Epstein, which included working out the now infamous 2011 plea deal. Dershowitz has nothing to apologize for. Defense attorneys are a vital part of the judicial system. His job is to defend his client, to advocate for him, and that's what he did. However, Dershowitz has also been accused of partaking in Epstein's sex crimes. Virginia Roberts Giuffre claims Epstein repeatedly abused her as a teen and that she was repeatedly trafficked to Dershowitz while underage. On camera, Dershowitz adamantly and categorically denies the charge and challenges Giuffre to look into the camera and tell the world the two of them had sex. It's obvious he's challenging her to open herself up to a lawsuit. "I challenge Virginia Roberts to come on your show, look in the camera, and say the following words. I accuse Alan Dershowitz of having sex with me on 6 or 7 occasions. She has never been willing to accuse me in public, so please accuse me on this show. I challenge you. I let you decide if Roberts accepted the challenge. I was with Alan Dershowitz multiple times, at least 6 that I can remember. I was trafficked to Alan Dershowitz from Epstein, who essentially forced me to have sex with him. He's denied being with me. It's a real shame we live in such a fascist culture where anyone who had the courage to tell the truth about Epstein, who sought to explore Epstein's political connections, especially with the Clintons, would be shouted down by our fake news media as a conspiracy theorist and liar. So what do we get instead? 4 dull hours of correct documentary filmmaking that is the opposite of captivating, informative, or brave. At one point I did laugh. The point where #MeToo is heralded as a revolution that forever changed everything. Oh, you mean the same #MeToo movement the media and Democrats flew into a building the moment a credible sexual assault allegation hit rapey Joe Biden? LOL. Everything the establishment media, academia, the government, and Hollywood touch is corrupt, including the sellouts behind Filthy Rich. Shame on all of them, because all Filthy Rich does is further enable Jeffrey Epstein's enablers. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.